3. On the bookshelf in Dad's home office, set apart from worn-out paperbacks by Graham Greene and Raymond Chandler and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, there's a row of his own novels in hardcover. The shiny dust jackets on the older books are greased with little fingerprints from me sneaking them off into the night when I knew I wasn't supposed to. I'd slip out the books and leave the jackets behind propped up. They only just fit into the squat shelves, so unless Dad picked them up, he'd be none the wiser. And he never picks up his own stuff, never reads it again once it's been published, and never wanted me to read it either. Said it'd give me nightmares, all those crime scenes and rib spreaders. He joked it'd make me creepy. Besides, a pale little kid who reads books about a morgue could turn into a pale teenager who sets death traps for squirrels and weaves their delicate matchstick bones into friendship bracelets. Which, all right, maybe I'm not a homecoming queen, but I've never once set a death trap for anything. None of his protests worked. I was 9 when I read his very first novel, A Time to Chill. I didn't understand every four-syllable word, or the science of cadavers, and did my best to skip over the naked parts. Dead naked, not sex naked. But I was hooked, captivated. When at last he wised up, he brought me kid books by the paper bag full. Parentally acceptable stuff, like from the mixed-up files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. Everything by Caroline B. Cooney. The stiff yellow spine Nancy Drews. I didn't enjoy the trashy teenage thriller stuff so much. Girls my age now, who seemed so old then, hiding in dark corners and skimpy summer dresses, or running down an alley with their blonde hair streaming, or caught in a pair of headlights on a dark road by some unseen vehicle. They were always scared shitless, those girls on the covers, and they hardly ever solved their own mysteries. What happened was the big bad guy would find the girl before the girl found him, then chase her around a Florida swamp for a while until an alligator ate him from behind at the last possible second. But I read those books anyway, and picked up the next before the, oh come on, had rolled off my tongue. Soon enough, I went back to the adult stuff, the classics I like best, with brooding detectives and grisly...